topic, ci sono alcuni tra i lavori più importanti e conosciuti di Marta Rosa che interessano fortemente la dimensione dello spazio pubblico e della relazione con i luoghi, e dunque era nostro interesse intavolare questa discussione a partire proprio da una riflessione intorno al public practice degli artisti, cioè della relazione tra artista e sfera sociale, su cui Marta Rosa della ricerca artistica contemporanea, del femminismo e altre riflessioni sui codici linguistici della pratica fotografica e documentaria, ma è stata un artista che ha proposto i tempi, ha spesso dedicato molte linee e tuttora la sua riflessione, soprattutto nell'ultimo decennio, è estremamente importante anche nella sua dimensione, diciamo, di riflessione teorica e saggistica. Cercherò di I would like to speak with you in Franco about the public practice of the artist, asking the first question about your local and topical approach. There is a critic whose name is Alexandra Biero, who talked about the approach of Marta Rosa as local and topical. Locale e qualità. This is the way she approaches each time she goes in a place. She approaches the issues she decided to confront herself in the place that she travels a lot. And now, in the last time, she did also a lot of context specific process. What does it mean to be local and topical, maybe through some of your last projects, for example, the one in Turin or in Porticos or in Detroit?
Well, first of all, thank you for the introduction, which was very nice, and thank you for allowing me to speak in English, since it's all I can do. And I also need to point out that there is no site-specific project here, so that we don't seem to be schizophrenic and not know what we're saying. But this is a matter of preparation and circumstance. I am often invited to show work in various places, and I get distracted by the place. And I become very interested in what I see going on around me that seems to be completely ignored by everybody. And it's the boring, everyday things or the things at the margins of attention that somehow attract me. For example, I did a residency in Colombia 2 years ago, and I saw a lot of young African women standing on the tertiary roads near the cornfields as we were going places, and I kept saying, who are these women? And of course, it was clear they were prostitutes and that nobody thought anything was worth discussing about this. When I was invited to have, it turns out, a very large exhibition in Torino, I was asked, would you care to do a project about Torino? I said, yes, I would very much like to do a project about the Nigerian women by the roadside. And I said, well, we have them here as well. Of course, this is very much part of Torinese culture right now. And so I had to do some research in advance, of course, and make some local contacts with women who and groups who work with these women, and to see if there are any of the women who would be interested in providing some kind of testimony about their migratory journeys, their labor, and their life. And so I produced a project of interviews with no photographs of Nigerian women, ex-prostitutes, who of course are teenage girls. In Torino. In Singapore, it's quite different. It's the Biennale in Singapore that just occurred, and I wanted to do a project that was rooted, literally, in Singapore, a garden project. Partly because Singapore itself is presented as a garden with a single master gardener, Lee Kuan Yew, but also because I wanted it to be a space for women in public that's also about a certain form of domesticity without making too much of a fuss about it, a kind of a showing in public at an airport. Now, I wanted to do the work in Changi, which is, of course, one of the most important airports in the world, and which presents itself as a city. I wanted to do a community garden at Changi. I said, no, but you can use the old airport. So we brought different groups of people, primarily women, but not only, just finding representatives, to strategize. First, we networked, so to speak, in advance by email. It's snowing, it's February in Brooklyn, and I'm writing emails to the women in Singapore saying, can we go to the garden? And eventually there were about 40 participants, and we did a collective garden, which was entirely generated by other people, and of which the meaning of the garden and the public space, the women participants, including domestic workers, who are completely exploited in Singapore and have no rights. They also had a garden at the garden. The levels of metaphor were very obvious to everyone, but of course, Singapore is a place where anything too overt is immediately censored and gets you kicked out of the country, so have to be careful. So this is a different kind of local project. And I did a historical tour of Liverpool on a bus. I did a non-historical tour of the Fries Art Fair at the Fries Art Fair that was about labor. And most of the work touches on women's conditions, labor conditions, or labor conditions, but not necessarily or primarily about women. Of course, much of the work is about housing and the local conditions of housing. Things that I thought as a young artist were the most boring, impossible things in the world for an artist to think about have gradually come into my attention as the things that require a very close look. And the relationship, for example, between the domestic space and war, which is always somewhere else, and yet always present